the Westdale Sports Podcast. Today we are back here for a baseball update with baseball coach and vice principal here, Mr. Hansen. We're just going to ask you a couple questions about how the baseball season is going so far.
Sounds great.
And what you're looking forward to for the rest of the season in the future.
All right.
So how do you feel about your team's play so far?
Right now, well, let's kind of begin with the spring here, how crazy of a spring it's been so far. We've had a lot of rainouts, and for some of them that maybe kind of haven't got an update on kind of how the spring is going per se, but typically we'd be on about game 9 or 10 at this point, and we're on about 4 or 5.
Yeah.
So changes a little bit. It kind of bumps back a little bit. We've practiced inside a lot more than we typically would like to be by now. And obviously then it moves some conference games around, so different things. So, but overall, one thing that we try to make sure that we kind of communicate and stuff is you don't win championships without going through adversity, you know? And I think a lot of times we want things to be perfect all the time, or you want to win every single night and you want to do certain things, but in reality, that's not realistic. Sports teaches us a lot of things. And one of the things it teaches us is how to handle adversity. You know, in life, we sometimes lose jobs.
Yeah.
You know, things happen. Life doesn't always go our way, per se. So, and right now we're in a little bit of that phase. But I like our team. I really like how we're going to be. I think things are going to come together really good. Yeah. It's just in the early phases. We haven't got to play a lot. We haven't been on the field a lot. So I think as things kind of settle down, you know, we'll be there right where we want to be going into sectional.
Did you guys win last night?
No, we lost last night at Delville 5-1. Okay. It was a good game, good team. We didn't our timely hitting hasn't been great to right now a little bit. But, again, we're trying to figure some things out, figure the lineup out. So those are things that will come and go, you know, and I look for our bats to continue to get better.
Mm-hmm. So – I know, like, I play baseball, and I've heard you say about the rankings, we don't care about it, but some people just want to know how you felt being number 3 in 1A right now.
Well, personally, like you kind of mentioned there, to me, you know, it's great that people around, you know, see those things, and obviously, you know, I think it says a lot about our program, just that people recognize that, you know, our baseball program has had success, you know, winning games. I think it's great for the community and little, you know, obviously the younger players. But personally for the season right now, I don't really think they mean a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a lot of truth to, if you look at a lot of the state championship games in the past few years, you look at a lot of teams, in a different sports, their records maybe aren't great.
Yeah.
You know, but they've played a harder schedule, yeah, or you went through adversity, and then it prepares you for the end of the year run. So
yeah,
I think that's the approach that I've always taken,
yeah,
is that I want our season to build us for the end of the year run.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, you're playing good opponents, you're doing things to that way at the end of the year, we're ready to go into the sectional and hopefully make a run. So, while I think it's great, I also recognize that, you know, and I kind of mentioned this earlier with the rain and different stuff, baseball is one sport, you know, for some people that maybe don't quite get the gist of baseball, but baseball is one sport where on any given night, the team can be different. You know, you look at basketball, most of the time it's the same starting lineup, the same rotation. Volleyball, it's the same. Softball, you can use the same pitchers. Football, pretty well, again, the same kids, same lineup. Well, in baseball, it changes depending on who's on the mound. You know, you look at some teams, if their number one is on the mound, they're a little bit different, you know, and different things. So it's hard to look at, well, we beat so-and-so, so-and-so beat so-and-so, so-and-so's played so-and-so, because you really don't know who, you know, necessarily who pitched or, you know, what their team was like that night.
Is there anything that maybe you realize the first couple of games that you're like, okay, we need to switch this up or change this, that you're getting ready to change? Anything like the rotations, the order, anything like that?
We've made some adjustments in the lineup a little bit from just the initial start of the year. I would say that's something that I always kind of look at every couple games.
Yeah.
Baseball is a game, like I said, too, where you got to have reps, you know, just because you have an off night doesn't mean, you know, baseball is a game where, you know, the old cliche saying that Hall of Fame guys, you know, get out 6 out of 10 times, you know, so you could go in a couple game slump, you know, maybe don't hit it well. So necessarily just to make those changes right away, I don't know if always good, but we're always looking at ways to improve and things that we know that to work on. A lot of it's just getting out on the field as much as we can, you know, get consistently playing. This is a good week. We're at home again tonight against Cowan, which is another good, you know, obviously a good rivalry game, sectional opponent, conference opponent. And so just getting multiple games, get playing a lot of it or a lot, you know, and reps will keep happening.
Yep. So I know, like, has any, like, the practice changed since the beginning of, like, spring and, like, everything? Has it changed at all since getting further into this season?
Well, unfortunately, it's changed in as much as this, the weather has cooperated with us. You know, we'd like to be on the field as much, but what's hard now is when you get playing, a lot of the nice days you're playing games. You know, very rarely do we get a 75 and sunny day in the spring that you don't have a game on, you know, because we play so many games in a week. So when we do get those days, it'll be, you know, important that we capitalize on, you know, a practice on the field and making sure that, you know, we're able to do some things. So, and again, I don't – defensively, we've made a couple mistakes here and there that aren't really characteristic maybe. But overall, I like the way defensively we're playing. We just it really comes down to our hitting right now. So we got to kind of get a little bit better.
So you guys obviously had the first week a lot of cancellations because of the rain and the weather. How many more games do you guys have, and are you going to get those rescheduled?
So we were able to reschedule Cowan. That was one of our cancellations. Mm-hmm. It's tonight. We were able to reschedule Wapahani. Both those are conference. Wapahani's next Wednesday. But it doesn't look good for Madison Grant, just from a reschedule purpose. Eastbrook, we did reschedule. It's May 3rd. So I would say right now the schedule as far as makeups are pretty well rescheduled or kind of set. You know, now we'll see if there's any more rain outs or what that weather looks like for the next few weeks. So, but this is a big week. It's been a big week for us, and we're going to learn. Like I said, I really think, you know, I like our team. I like that what we're doing. I think there's going to be some good, you know, sometimes taking the target off your back isn't always a bad thing, too. Yeah. So, you know, and you can just relax a little bit and play. Yeah.
So I know, like, Friday, the game against Liberty Christian got canceled. Is that one getting rescheduled or no?
As of right now, I don't think so. They canceled it on Friday. So we were hopeful to play it a little bit as, you know, kind of another game. I think they weren't able to. I think they had to move some games around, and they viewed it as we already played them. So
At least we get, like, a practice before this tournament coming up.
Yeah, so. And keeping arms healthy, you know, that's the big thing, too, is obviously when we get playing a lot of games, guys get pitching a lot and, you know, need to practice on the field and rep up some things, but also just, you know, making sure that we can keep arms, you know, healthy for the full season. You know, we want to be fresh towards later in the year, too. You don't want to be arms, everybody hurting, you know, towards the end of the year.
What tournament's coming up?
So we play Saturday. It's at the Round Tripper in Westfield Academy. So it's just a four team. Each team gets two games. We play Blackford in the second game in the morning. And then the first game is Clinton Central and University. So
University?
Yeah.
Is that like a college?
No. Oh. It's a high school in Indy, university. So it's four good programs. So it'll be a good day of baseball.
Yeah. So I know, like, you said last night Daleville was a tough game, but has that been your toughest game, or you think there's a toughest game this year?
I don't know if that's been our you mean the toughest game is so far this year?
So far.
I would think up to now that's probably been, you know, obviously, you know, the score on Monday night didn't look great, but I think you look at the pitching situations and different things there, you know, things like that. I don't know if, you know, those are those type of things. But, you know, honestly, we don't – I don't know. I think there's some tough teams on our schedule, which I think that's a good thing. That's how we want it. You know, Adams Central's a good team. We got the tournament this weekend, you know, tonight against Cowan.
Yeah.
So, you know, Wapahani next week. There's a lot. But I think that forces us to continue to get better and play each game and, you know, not worry about the big picture as much as just taking game by game.
Yeah.
So, like you said, tonight you have Cowan, and then Saturday you have the four other teams. How are you guys preparing for those big games?
Preparing as much as we can, you know, making sure that the pitching and our arms stay healthy, keeping big picture in mind.
Yeah.
You know, that's the big thing. And also getting, you know, other guys on the mound, trying to develop the whole program the best we can, too, because, you know, we do have a couple seniors that are, you know, are throwing a lot, you know, Ty and Jared. So it's important to get, you know, Vondi and Brecken and Carter and, you know, everybody else as well, too, because as kids graduate, you know, mm-hmm. obviously those other roles step into those roles, too. So there's usually a lot of games where those other, you know, opportunities come for other guys to throw a lot. So, you know, that's it. And then as I tell our team all the time, the great thing about baseball is you got to just get up and do it again the next day. You know, we got another game tonight. It doesn't matter how, you know, last night didn't play great. We lost, but that's done. You know, we got to be able to move on to tonight.
Cause like, it's looking like in the room we're in right now, Biff's, there's like the schedule right there. I see you guys play like almost every week or like almost every day in a mm-hmm. week. Whereas like football, it was once yep. every week. And now baseball, it's like so crazy. Yep. And I heard somebody say you guys play like 20 something games.
Yeah. About 27, 28.
27. Yeah. That's just so crazy.
Like, in about 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Yeah. That's just insane. But we got a great group of guys. So I think that, I'm pretty confident, especially after last year winning sectionals, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Regional. Yep.
Yeah, regional. Yeah, yep. and being ranked third in 1A. It's really good to see West Coast Sports shining.
Yeah. So I know how you said like we had Jared and Ty, our two seniors, pitching. How are like just the whole senior group looking this year?
Oh, really good. This has been a group that obviously have been around for a few years. You know, we have eight. I think we picked up a couple, you know, this year as well with Cam coming out. Which was with us for a little bit and then took a couple years off. But overall, you know, obviously Cade slid over to first. He's moved over to first this year. He's a senior. Kenny, obviously, he's made an adjustment and put him in a three hole in the lineup. He's, you know, doing, you know, having a, I think, going to have a great year. So overall, Brady, you know, I can keep going down the list, but I think all of them, brings something unique.
Yeah.
You know, Blake is getting a lot more opportunities this year, you know, and is kind of bearing up the ball a little bit more. So, again, I think it's just the reps and continuing to understand that it's a long season.
Yeah.
You know, there's adversity that comes along the way, and how we handle that dictates things. You know, last year, you know, the end of the year, while it was a lot of fun, a lot of success at the end, it wasn't rainbows and sunshines every game.
Yeah.
You know, we lost some games. We lost some heartbreakers. We didn't play well in some games. So it you're not going to win every single game, you know, and it's how we handle those things and stay together and keep getting better to be ready to go at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Like the next game, like when football, the next play mindset,
yep.
next game mindset yep. for –
Yep, we say that next pitch.
Next pitch,
same
thing.
No matter what happens mm-hmm. to pitch before. I mean, but again, I think that's a great, you know, sports prepare you for life.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's ultimately the best thing about it is, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
too many times we live in the, keep thinking about the yesterday instead of focusing on what we can control. You can't mm-hmm. control the past.
So. Yeah, you can't control it. Just got to let it be.
Yep.
So how's the pitching rotation looking like? I know you mentioned Ty and Jared and then Cameron and then somebody else. I forgot his name.
Carter, Tyler, you know, baseball's a game where, like you said, we need as many as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially when you play six games in 7 days.
Yeah, you can't just have two guys pitch.
Yeah, but, you know, obviously Ty and Jared right now, those are probably two, you know, guys that have been thrown in the conference games. But, you know, I think – as far as everybody else, I mean, Carter's been on the mound. Bondi's been on the mound. You know, Tyler. And everybody's going to be back up there again. I mean, there's going to be a lot more opportunities this week. You know, we play tonight against Cowan. But then we're at Randolph Southern tomorrow night. So there's another game. And then we got Saturday, too. And then we play Monday Elwood. So, I mean, you know, as I told our guys the other day, you know, we're all going to be back up there again.
Yeah.
So, again, it doesn't matter if we struggle tonight. We got to move forward that. We got to learn from it and know that next time I get back up there, it's a new day. Yeah. So
I've been like looking at the schedule and seeing we've had a lot of conference games so far. Like Randolph Southern's a conference game, yep. and Cowan and Daleville and Blue River and all them. And then Wapahani next week. So
yeah. So the way the schedule works in our conference, the conference schools all got together, and so all baseball and softball play on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
Well, what got us in the rain out there? We lost Cowan and WAP. You have to make those up.
Yeah.
And the only places you can typically put them in are either a Monday, Wednesday, or I mean, you got to try to put them in. So that's what's originally our schedule this week would have been Daleville last night, Randolph Southern Thursday. We would have been off tonight.
Yeah.
On most years, but with the whole rain situation, we're playing Cowan. So
yeah.
Everybody's in that boat. I mean, when it comes down to it at the end of the year, everybody's going to play a lot of games.
Yeah.
You know, and I've had teams and I've seen teams have success in the tournament and they go in the tournament, 14-9, and win a sectional. I mean, regular season is a great, you play a lot of games, you're going to be prepared at the end of the year, but at the end of the day, it doesn't dictate, how your season ends.
Yeah. So what is the record looking like? I know you said we should have been playing like 9 games so far, but we're only playing like 5 or 4. So what was the record looking like this year so far?
Total?
Yeah, total.
So right now we're 3-2. So we've won 3 and we've lost 2. So I guess we've played 5 games. Tonight's game 6.
Yeah.
So typically we would have already played, a handful others, as well, but. So overall, like I said, I think the main adjustment early on here is adjusting to the, just the target on our back, anytime you're ranked in it, anytime you're getting the publicity, that's what we want. I mean, you want to be at the front of the pack, you want success, you want people, but it also is an adjustment in sports. Sometimes it brings a little bit of added pressure and sometimes we're feeling that. And once we just settle down and start playing, we can go on a good run.
So what is the conditioning looking like? Obviously playing a whole bunch of games, you guys got to stay in good shape, stay sharp. So what is the conditioning looking like, and how do you think, if it will, change during, come playoff time, regional sectionals?
I think when you speak of conditioning for baseball, I think it's more about even arm conditioning, body conditioning, sleep.
Yeah.
I think it's more about keeping fresh.
Yeah.
A lot of guys have come straight from basketball, wrestling, football year round. We do conditioning at the beginning, practices and things like that. But really right now it boils down to just make sure we're fresh.
Yeah.
Every night you got to. It's taxing when you don't get home until 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Three straight school nights, and you still got schoolwork and priorities and different things. So just balancing that, making sure that we are obviously taking care of things that we have to in the classroom, other duties, but also making sure that we're fresh mentally and physically as the season goes down the road. So that's, and that's something that I try to manage, making sure that, obviously we're balancing, those things.
I know, the night we played Union City, I pitched for those 2 innings, and I forgot water, completely forgot, and didn't drink at any, and I got home that night and just felt terrible. So I just tried to get as much electrolytes and liquids as I can before our game against Daleville that day.
Yeah, so. And that's a good – like I said, and it's – I've always said, it's – spring sports are fun. They're exciting. I mean, every season I love. But the one thing about spring is it feels like a sprint.
Yeah.
From the time of the season to the time of the end. And when you play 4, 5, 6 nights in a week, we come from travel ball and different things where you might play a weekend and then you're off for 4 or 5 days and you play 2 or 3 days. When you're doing it for 4 or 5 straight weeks, 5 nights a week,
it's quick. Yeah.
Yeah. It's quick and it's taxing even though you don't realize it.
Yeah. So what is the best advice you could give as a coach to anyone?
Oh, anyone is another coach or a young coach?
Yeah,
I kind of just added this one. I know it's an update thing, but me and Cameron were texting last night over the script because I had my Chromebook, and I was like, I only have 1 question on here, so I need to add more.
Yeah.
But I got on here and he had added some, and I was like, I'll just throw this in. So
yeah.
I know it's kind of a little off topic.
No, that's good. That's all right. No, I just didn't know if you were talking advice for, coaching or just in general. No, I would say in general it's the advice that I would say anything is I think sports really prepare us for life. You know, when you look at things, and I think that's the beauty of what we're able to do through the sports world.
Yeah,
is it prepares us in a fun, competitive way for life.
Yeah,
you get to build relationships, you get to go through adversity together. You get the highs and the lows. You know, it's not always pretty. You know, it's just like a home. You know, I mean, family's the same way. You know, there's nights where, you know, it's not great in the house, but, you know, everybody loves each other, and you get up the next day, and you keep grinding. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit of that same thing. It just prepares us for life.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get knocked down. You're going to get up. You're just going to keep competing day in and day out. So that's, for me, that's the way I always try to make sure that through sports, we're preparing young, you know, young men, obviously, to go into the world and, you know, be fathers and husbands and everything else.
So. Oh, I think I love that. Like, when, obviously, this being my last year here and giving a shot at football, I had my doubts at first. And then as the season progressed and seeing, you know, it's really like a family, and taking the lessons that you and Coach Knuckles and Stevens and all of them taught me is just, you know, keep going. And, you know, life's going to be hard, but just you got to buckle up and keep going. Yeah. Like, kind of like, you know, the next play, next game, whatever, but, you know, like the next day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, and I'm glad to hear that, because I think there's, like you said, you know, I get to see it from a school standpoint, but also sports and life, and, you know, I enjoy when I get to come across, you know, some of my older players now. Mm-hmm. Some of them have got kids now. Some of them are one of my first 4 years I was coaching. He's now the head coach at Frankton. So I'm starting to see some other people now start to get their families. And when you get to run into them and you can hear and see and hear how good they're doing and things like that, you know, it makes you good. You know, hopefully as we get out and see things, it'll start making sense. You're like, okay, mm-hmm. that's why. Yeah. I mean, and you're not going to get every job interview. You know, there are things that happen, and, you know, it'll help using these experiences to prepare you.
Yeah. So what has been your favorite part of this early season so far?
I would say just being back around the guys every day. You know, again, just being around the team, being around everybody, trying to lead this group. Every group's different.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we talked about that early on that, yeah, we had success last year, but it's a new group. You know, there were seniors that graduated. There's new kids this year, people different roles. So trying to get this group to mesh and have the success that we can. I think that's always a challenge of a coach, and something that I enjoy, just seeing how, all right, in 2 months, how can we take the group that we have right now and, you know, have success while also preparing them for after school.
Yeah.
So
with, like, so many cancellations of games due to weather, how do you, like, approach your practice, and how's your attitude towards these practices and the team after all the cancellations?
Yeah. I will say I always approach every practice on what do we need? You know, what's the situation?
Yeah.
If we've played 3 straight games, you know, maybe there's something that came in those games that, hey, we need to figure it out. Like, this is an area of a need.
Yeah.
So when we do get those practice days, you know, like in this week, Friday we'll practice, you know, given that we play tonight and we play tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, one, we'll have to make sure that we're preparing for Saturday.
Yeah.
But also, like you said, balancing, okay, what can we do to get better? What do we need to work on? While also, though, without – completely, you know, killing us, because we just played 4 straight days.
Yeah.
So we got to be able to come back and be fresh again Saturday. So
every
practice, I would say, is different in that regard. You know, what are some needs that we need to work on? How are we developing younger guys as well? Because unfortunately, we do have some that don't get as much time as we would like. You know, that's just, unfortunately, we're about 5 or 6 kids short from playing a JV, you know. And so I know that's asking a lot from them, and I appreciate everything that they do. So how can we make sure that we're developing those guys as well, so that next year, you know, when their opportunity is there to be playing every night, you know, that they've also got better this year too. So take all that in consideration.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's all we have for you today.
Awesome.
Thank you for sitting down with us again, and we will be seeing you probably towards the mid to late season.
Okay.
Best of luck to you guys on this upcoming stretch of games. And
thank you.
It was nice talking to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys, for listening.
The Westdale Warrior Sports Podcast is a production of Westdale Warrior Cast, recorded in the podcast center located in room C10 of Westdale Middle High School. Nestled in the rural surroundings of Gaston, Indiana, You can listen to all podcasts produced by Westdale Warrior Cast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you find your podcasts. If you'd like to contact us, please email us at westdalewarriorcast@gmail.com. You can also find Westdale Warrior Cast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Thanks for listening.